Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Lamed Daled, and we are starting about the 15th line with a quote from the Mishnah, Shilin V'Le'aretz L'Shava. It's about a third of the way into the Amud, and today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sarah, Basub Yaakov Maisha, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah, and Lilu Nishmas, Mars Fredechai Bela, Basub Yitzchak Tzvi, Hernish, Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah is discussing a Shemer Chinam, and the thing that he was watching was stolen or lost, and in the Reisha, we had said that the Shemer decided not to swear and potter himself, rather, he paid the owner, compensating him for his loss. And the Mishnah told us that if the ganav is found, the kefil goes to the Shemer and not to the owner, because the owner already was repaid for his loss, and he was makne the kefil to the shomer. But now the Gemara clarifies this: Amar Chiya bar Abba, Amar Yechonon, loy shilim shilim mamish. It's not that the shomer actually has to pay, physically take money out of his pocket and give it to the owner. El kivin sha'amar harin mishalim. It's once he said, "I'll pay you." He confirmed, "Don't worry, I'm going to pay you for your loss." Afal pisha loy shilim. Even though he didn't actually pay, the owner is still makne the kefil to him. So now we're going to see if we can learn this from the Mishnah. Tanan, what did the Mishnah say? Shilim l'ratz l'shava. If he paid and he didn't want to swear, so he gets the kefil. Now what's that mashma? Shilim in, loy shilim loy. Then he only gets the kefil if he paid, but if he didn't actually pay, then he doesn't get the kefil. So it seems to be not like Rabbi Yochanan. However, the Gemara says, Ema Seifa. Take a look at the next case of the Mishnah. What does it say? Nishba l'ratz l'shalem. If he decides to swear and he didn't want to pay, so then the shomer doesn't get the kefil when the ganav is found. Now what do we learn from here? Time of the l'ratza. The reason why he doesn't get the kefil is because he didn't want to pay. That's mashma, haratza, that if he wanted to pay, afal pisha loy shilim, even though he didn't actually pay, he does get the kefil. So we have the opposite mashma, so Seifa the Mishnah. Therefore, the Gemara says, there's no mashmais, we can't learn anything from the Mishnah. However, we have a ride from the Braisa. Tiny Kavas Rabbi Yechon, we have a Braisa just like Rabbi Yechonon. The Braisa tells us, if a person rented a cow from his friend, the Nigman was stolen, Va'amar Halah, and the Shomer said, Harini Mishalim, I'm going to pay, Va'ini Nishba, and I don't want to swear, Va'achach Nimsa Ganav, and afterwards the Ganav is found, Mishalim Tashlim Kefil Asaycher, so the Kefil is paid to the Saycher, to the renter. And over here we see very clearly that he didn't actually pay, he just said that he's going to pay, and still he gets the Kefil. Number of Papa Rapapa mentions a different Shomerim, and whether or not they're going to get Kefil. Shomer Chinam, we're dealing with the Shomer Chinam. If he claims I was pasha, I was negligent with the item, mikne lekfela, so he acquires the kefil with that, dibay pater nafshe begneva, because if he wanted to, he could have patered himself claiming that it was stolen. And since he didn't claim that, instead he took responsibility for it, and at the end day we found the ganav has to pay the shomer chinam the kefil, because again the shomer chinam could have gotten off totally scot-free. Now shomer sachar, what about a paid shomer? Kim shomer nigneva, when he claims that it was stolen, mikne lekfela, he gets the kefil. Why is that? Dibay pater nafshe b'shvur mesa, because he could have patered himself completely claiming that it was killed or stolen. That's what shvura means, even though the literal translation is that it was broken, it means that it was killed by something else, or mesa means that it died on its own. And since the shomer sachar could have patterned himself completely with such a claim, but instead he said that it was stolen and he paid up, that itself is makna the kefil to him. However, on to another type of shomer, shayol, a borrower, shomer harin mishalim, who says that I'm going to pay when it's stolen from him, he doesn't get the kefil, because we might have a little mifter nafshe. What claim could he have said that he would have been pater? By claiming that it died while I was in the middle of doing work? That's a very uncommon thing. So yes, if it actually did die while it was doing work, then he would be putter. But this is a very uncommon claim. That's not something that we say that he technically could have puttered himself with, and therefore he won't get the kefil, even though he claims that he's going to pay. Now, Ikedam Rusam say that Amar of Papa or Papa had said that actually Shoyal Nami, even with a Shoyal, Kimich Amarin Mishalim, since he said, I'm going to pay, Mikne Lekfela, he does get the kefil, the by putter Nashim Mesamachas Melacha, because he technically could have puttered himself completely with a claim of Mesamachas Melacha that it died while it was doing work. And since he didn't use that claim, we're going to say, okay, you get the kefil. Now, Amarle Zvid, Zvid told her Papa, Rabbi, this is what Rabbi said. Shoyal Ajay Shalim. A Shoyal only gets the kefil if he actually pays. It's not enough for him to say, don't worry, I'm going to pay you. He has to physically take money out of his pocket and pay the owner. And only then, once we discover the ganiv, will he get the kefil. And my time of why is that? Because since a Shoyal gets all the hana, he borrowed the item, gets to use it, and doesn't have to pay for it. Just with his dibur alone, meaning just with his claim alone, don't worry, I'll pay you, the owner's not makning the kefil to him. Now, thank you, Pastor Zud, we have Brass just like Rosvid. The Brass says as follows. A person borrowed a cow from his friend, v'nigvan, was stolen, v'kidem ha-shoyal v'shilem, and the shoyal went ahead and paid, v'achach nimsa ganav, and then the ganav was found, misham tashlum kefil shoyal, the kefil is paid to the shoyal. So you see very clearly from the Braisa that it's only v'kidem ha-shoyal, only if the shoyal went ahead and actually paid, then it gets the kefil. But if he just claimed, don't worry, I'll pay, that's not enough to give him the kefil. Now let's check out the Rav Papa, v'adei lo have a tiyofta. According to the first Lashon HaRav Papa, this is for sure not a tiyofta, it's not a refutation. Why is that? Because in the first Lashon HaRav Papa, it's possible to say that Rav Papa holds that the shoyal doesn't get the kefil only because he didn't actually pay. He just claimed he would. But if he did pay before the ganav was found, perhaps Rav Papa would hold that he does receive the kefil. So this is not a refutation on the first lashon. But lashon baser lemiti avat yofta. Let's say it's a tiyofta, it's refutation on the second lashon of Rav Papa, because in the second lashon Rav Papa seemed to say that the shoyal gets the kefil if he just confirmed he would pay, even though he didn't actually pay. And this brisa says that he actually has to pay, and confirmation is not enough. However, Rav Papa will tell you that no. Mi'alim masnisin, is this brisa any better than our Mishnah? Diktani, what did our Mishnah say? Shilem. If Ukimina, we established at the beginning of today's Gemara that it doesn't mean that he actually paid, but Amar, it means he said that he would pay. So Achanami, so over here in this Braisa, we're talking about where the Shayl said he would pay, and even though he didn't actually pay, he still gets the Kefel. Ask him, how can you say that? Me dummy, is it really comparable? Hasam over there in our Mishnah, Liktani Kidem. It doesn't say the word Kidem that he went ahead and paid. And therefore, we can understand our Mishnah that when it says the word Shilem, it means he claimed he would pay. But Hacha Katani Kidem over here says very clearly Kidem, which means he went ahead and paid. So the Braisa is not like the Mishnah. Now, what would Papa respond to that? My Kidem, what does the word Kidem of the Braisa mean? Kidem Amar. It means he went ahead and said, not he went ahead and actually paid, but that he said that he would pay, and then it's like our Mishnah. However, the response to that is that no, Hamikatani Gabi Seicher, since by Seicher it says the Amar, and he said, the Gabi Shoyal Kidem, and in the case of the Shoyal it says that he went ahead, Shmami no, Dafka Ketani. We learn from here that it's Dafka, and when we use the word V'Amar and he said, that means he said, and when it says Kidem, it means he went ahead, and he didn't just say, he actually paid. And so once again, the Mishnah and the Braisa are two different cases. We can't say that they're both talking about the same scenario where the Shomer claimed that he would pay but didn't actually pay. And here's our Papa's last attempt, Midi Gabi Adadi Tanya. Were these taught together? And since we can say that these two Braises were not taught together, one was taught here and one was taught there, so it's possible that even though they use different Lashinas, one Braisa says V'Amar, the other Braisa says Kidem, it could be that we're still talking about the same exact thing, and both of them are referring to where the fellow claimed he would pay but didn't actually pay. And in order to answer this, the Gemara tells us, Shailinu L'Tanoi D'Bei Rabbi Chiya U'D'Bei Rabbi Shaya. They asked the Tanoim in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Chiya and the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shaya, which is where all authoritative braises come from, the Amri, and they said, meaning the Talmidim in the Bati Midrashim of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shaya said, Gabi Adadi Tanyan, they were actually taught together and they're in the same braisa, and therefore it's Dafka. When it says V'Amar, it means he said he would pay but didn't actually pay. When it says Kidem, he went ahead, it means he actually paid, and therefore this braisa brought as support for Zvid is definitely a tiyufta on the second Lashon Hara of Papa. And the Gemara continues, Pshita, the following case is obvious. Amar, if the Shomer said, Eini Mishalim, I'm not going to pay, because of Amar Harini Mishalim, and then he said, I will pay, Hak Amar Harini Mishalim. So his last statement was, I will pay, and if the Ganav is found, so the Shomer gets the Kefal. But what about the following? Elo Amar Harini Mishalim, let's say he claimed he would pay. Then afterwards he said, I'm not going to pay. So my what's Allah over here? Mi Amrina, do we say, Mahadr Kahadr Bey, that he's being Chayzer, he's retracting, and he's saying that he's not going to pay, and therefore he doesn't get the Kefal? I don't perhaps Mul Sakai, he's really sticking with his word and he will pay, and he's just pushing off the owner, trying to delay having to pay, but he's not really being chayzer, and therefore he would get the kefal. Another scenario, Amar Harina Mishalim, let's say he claimed that he would pay, umes, and then the shomer died, Amru Banav, and then his son said, Einon Mishalim, we're not paying, my what's halacha? Mi Amrina, do we say, Mahadi Kadri Behu, that they're being chayzer from what their father said, and then they would not get the kefal when the ganav is found? I don't perhaps, Mil Sadavun Kaimi, that they really are sticking with what their father had said, they're just trying to push off the owner and delay payment, but obviously they're going to pay, and therefore they would get the kefal. Another question, Shelmu Banamai, what about if his son's paid? And this is referring to where the Shomer had died, and he didn't say anything about paying, and his son said, don't worry, we'll pay, or they actually did pay. How do we view this case? Mati Amar Lahu, is the owner allowed to tell the kids of the Shomer, I was willing to be makna the kefal to your father, because he did a favor for me, but I'm not willing to do this for you, because you didn't do anything for me, so I'm not makna the kefal to you. Adelma, perhaps, there's no difference, and since they said they're going to pay, or they actually did pay, they get the kefal. Another question, Shilim Libanim, let's say he paid to the children, meaning let's say the owner died and the Shomer paid the children, or he said he would pay the children. My one's halach over here. Matzur Amri Leh, can the children of the owner tell the Shomer, why does our father mask him to give you the kefel? Because you did a favor for him. You didn't do any favor for us, so we're not making the kefel to you. A double lishna, perhaps there's no difference. Another question, Shilmu Banim Libanim Mai. What about if the sons of the Shomer paid or claimed that they would pay the sons of the owner? Are the sons of the owner able to claim that no one did anyone favors over here? This whole deal was between our fathers, or they're not able to claim that. Another question, Shile Mechzamai. Let's say the Shomer claimed that he would pay half. He said, I can't pay for the whole thing, but I'll pay for half of it. So does he get half of the kefel? Another question, Shal Shtei Parsu Shilem Achas Mehen Mai. Let's say he borrowed two cows and they were both stolen or lost and something happened to them, and he paid, or he said that he would pay for one of them. And this is different than the previous question of Shile Mechza. Shile Mechza is that he said he's only going to pay for half of it, but over here, he's paying for an entire unit. He's paying for a full cow, so maybe he gets the kefel for that cow. Another question, Shalman Ashutfin. Let's say one person borrowed from partners, Vishilim Lechem Mehen, and he said that he would, or he did pay one of them. Is that considered paying an entire unit because one of those partners received everything that was coming to him and therefore he would get the kefal going to that partner, or no? Another question, Shutvin Shishalu Vishilim Echad Mehen Mai. What about if partners borrowed something and one of those partners paid up? Do we say that since he paid the entire claim on him, so he gets that part of the kefal, or no? Another question, Shalman Aisha Vishilim Labaila Mai. Let's say a person borrowed something from a woman and it was hers because it's her Nichse Malug, it's owned by her, and then he paid the husband. Do we say that he gets the kefal, or no, since he really should be paying the woman because it's really really her item. The husband has the rights to use it, but it's not his, so he doesn't get the kefil. And lastly, isha shashal of shilin bailamai. Let's say a woman borrowed something. For example, she borrowed a cow to plow her nechse malug, and her husband paid back. So do we say that the kefil is acquired by him or no? And the answer to all these questions is teku, let them stand. And we're gonna have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to come and answer that. Now we go back, continue to explain the Mishnah. Remember, we had said in the first case of the Mishnah, the shilin v'leratzoli shava. Really, the shomer chinam could have gotten out of this whole thing by swearing that it was stolen or lost, and he wouldn't have had to pay. But instead, he decided to pay, so he doesn't have to make a shvua. However, Amar Rav Huna comes along Rav Huna and says, "Mashbina says shvua she'ina b'shusai." We're still going to say that he has to make a shvua that it's not in his rishos, even though he paid up. He still has to make this shvua. And my time, why is that? Because chashina shama'ina b'nasamba. We have to be chayshish that maybe he placed his eyes on it. In other words, a chayshish that the shomer told himself, "I really like this item that I've been watching. I want to keep it for myself. I'm just going to claim that it was stolen or lost. I'm going to be nice and pay for it, and then I'll be able to keep it for myself." And obviously, that's not allowed. It's considered stealing. So therefore, even though the shomer seems like a great guy, saying, "Don't worry, I'm going to pay you," instead of making a shvua, he still has to make a shvua she'ina b'rishusai that it's not in his rishus. Something more asked Meisvei, we have a question from a Mishnah, and this is going to be very long, and we're only going to get to the actual question on the top of the next Amud. And we're going to see four different scenarios in the Mishnah, and the base in each one is that Reuven lent a sela to Shimon, and Shimon handed over a mashkain, and the mashkain was then lost. And the whole discussion is, how much was the mashkain worth? Now, one more important piece of information is the currency that we're dealing with. 4 denarim is a sela, and 1 shekel is half a sela. So knowing that, Mishnah tells us as follows. A person lends money to his friend for a mashkain, so Reuven lent money to Shimon, and Shimon gave him a mashkain, a collateral, v'avra mashkain, and then Reuven, the lender, lost the mashkain. And here's scenario number one. V'amar loy, Reuven told Shimon, "Selah l'sicha alav, I lent you a selah for this mashkain, shekel hayashaveh. It was only worth a shekel, which is half a selah, so you still owe me half a selah." V'hala oimer, and the borrower, Shimon says, "Likey, that's not true. El selah v'sani alav, you're right, you lent me a selah for this, but selah hayashaveh, it was worth a selah as well, and I don't owe you a penny, because you lost my mashkain, and the mashkain was worth the same amount of money that you lent me." So in this case, Potter. Shimon is Potter for making a shvua because he's kaifer akol. He says he doesn't owe anything. However, let's say Reuven's claim was as follows. Sela v'sicha alav, I lent you a sela for it. Shekel ayashavet, it was worth a shekel, so you still owe me half the loan. V'ala oimer, and Shimon responds by saying, "Likey, that's not true. El sela v'sani alav, you're right, you lent me a sela for it. But shloish dinar ha'yashavet, it was worth 3 denarim. It wasn't worth half of the alva, it was worth 3/4 of the alva. It's chayiv, Shimon is still chayiv to pay the remainder of the alva." Now what about if the claim was different? And over here, Shimon, the borrower, is the one that's opening up the claim, and he says, "Sel hil v'sani olav, you lent me a seller for my mashkain, but beiz hayashaveh, it was actually worth 2 slaim, and you, Reuven, the lender, owe me a seller." Bala Omer, and Reuven says, "Likey, that's not true. El sel v'sicha olav, I lent you a seller for it. Sel hayashaveh, it was just worth a seller, and I don't owe you anything." So Potter, Reuven's Potter. But let's say this is the claim and counterclaim. "Sel hil v'sani olav, I lent you a seller for it. Shtaim hayashaveh, it was worth 2. So you, Reuven, the lender, owe me a seller for my mashkain that you lost." Bala Omer, and Reuven says, "Likey, that's not true. El sel v'sicha olav, I lent you a seller for this mashkain, and hey dinarim hayashaveh, it was worth 5 dinarim, which means it was worth 1.25 selah. So chayiv, Reuven's chayiv over here. And the mission concludes by clarifying, mi nishba, who has to make the shvua, misha pikadon etzloi, whoever is the one that actually has the pikadon, shami yishba zevi yetzi alas pikadon, because maybe the other person is going to make the shvua, and the person who has the pikadon is going to pull it out and show, ha, I really have the pikadon, and you lied, it's not worth the amount you claim it was, it's really worth a different amount, and then the person who made the shvua is going to turn out to be a liar, and now he's going to be puzzled for Eidos and a whole bunch of other things as well. So that's why the person who's going to be making the shvu over here is the one who has the pikadon. So now we clarify, ahaya, on which case of the Mishnah is his last line going on? Either Maseifa, if you want to say it's going on the Seifa, where the Malva admitted that the mashkin was worth a little bit more than the loan. Well, but typically the shvu got by Malva, he dog come by the mix is a taina. Why don't we say the reason why the shvu is by the Malva, meaning the reason why the Malva has to make the shvu, is because he was by the mixas. Shimon claimed that the mashkin was worth 8, and Reuven claimed it was only worth 5. And so since Reuven is by the mixas, that's why he has to make the shvu. Not because the whole chashash that if Shimon makes a shvu, Reuven's going to take out the mashkain and show that Shimon was really a liar. Reuven has to make the shvua anyway because he's the mighty mixas. So Amr Shmuel, Shmuel says, Aresha, it's going on the Resha. And we clarify, Maya Resha, what does that mean on the Resha? It can't be on the first case that we mentioned because over there we said Pater. So it must be Aseifa the Resha. It's talking about the Seifa of the first half of the Mishnah. And what was that case? Sel hil v'sicha olav. Reuven claimed, I lent you a seller for this mashkain, shekel hayashaveh. It was only worth a shekel, which again means the mashkain was worth half of what I lent you, so you still owe me half. V'ala Omer, and Shimon responds by saying, Likey, that's not true. El sel hil v'sani olav, you lent me a seller for the mashkain, shloshi dinarim hayashaveh, it was worth 3 denarim, and we had said over there, chayev, he's chayev. The shvua gabe loivahu. Over here, technically, the loiv is the one that has to make the shvua because he's maidim miktas. However, Amr Rabbanu and the Rabbanu are telling us at the end of the Mishnah that l'shtaba malve. In this case, the malve has to make the shvua, shami yishava zeh, because maybe the loiv is going to make the shvua, v'yotei alas ha'pikadoin, and then the malve, Reuven, is going to take out the pikadoin, showing how Shimon is really a liar, and that's not going to be very good. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. Now, here's the question. If we hold of what Rav Huna said, that a shomer always has to make a shvuah she'ena b'shusai. So what's the problem? Given the mishnah of malve, since the malve is going to have to make this shvuah she'ena b'shusai, that the mashkin that he received is not in his rishos, so hechi matzi mapikla. How are we being chayshesh that he's going to take out the mashkin after Shimon makes a shvuah and he's going to prove Shimon to be a liar? Reuven already made a shvuah that he doesn't have the mashkin, so there should be no problem for Shimon, who's the ma'idim mikzas, to make a shvuah. By the fact the mishnah says that even though Shimon is the ma'idim mikzas, Reuven is the one who has to make the shvuah, it must be that Reuven is not making Rav Huna's shvuah that the mashkin is ainer b'shusai. Now we're going to stop over here and pick up tomorrow with a number of different answers on this question. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.